We exist in the context of the collective mind, but then a crucial aspect of our evolution is individualization, which first refers to developing our discriminative intelligence so that we begin to think for ourselves. It does not even matter whether our understanding is very deep, or we are still struggling with clarifying different matters. It is the intention to think for ourselves that is fundamental here. Then we begin to develop our spiritual intelligence in a true sense. Not just thinking about spirituality mentally, but deeply contemplating spiritual matters that are related to our true nature, our pure subjectivity, self, who we truly are. And then there's this process of internalization of the external person, which should be concurrent to that deeper contemplative spiritual thinking. But the flowering of that individualization process is obviously becoming our soul. So even though part of our mind is still linked to the collective consciousness, naturally, our being is not. We begin to exist in another realm. When you are in pure subjectivity, who are you really? You become another being. You become another entity. You begin to exist on another plane, which is beyond the collective consciousness, universal plane of consciousness and intelligence. And this is what you need to really understand. because there's still part of your subconscious which habitually translates your sense of self within the context of the collective consciousness. There's like that memory of who you have been, that is so strong, that is recreating that old sense of self based on which you translate your existence, even though you have become someone else. You have become someone else. You exist someplace else, on another plane. But your intelligence has to integrate with that change, with what has happened to you. And that part of your subconscious which is still translating your sense of self based on your past, based on your personality, based on your on being intertwined in your intelligence with the collective consciousness, that part of you has to transform as well. It's not being entirely dissolved, because as long as you are human, it is still functional, it is still operational, but it is not supposed to determine or define who you are, because you have become someone else. Conceptually, it is easy to understand, but to really experience it, to really feel that you have become someone else, and I mean completely someone else, is not so easy to digest, to assimilate that new understanding. Someone who is actualized, and as we know, actualization in itself is a multi-layered concept, but for simplicity's sake, we could just define it as living in pure subjectivity. Such a person is a new human. Over man, using Nietzsche's language, even though he did not mean he meant something else. He was not actualized. He was a man living in deep pain and in disconnection from his true self, which is not in contradiction to the fact that his writings are so inspiring. And he had many profound insights. Still somehow within the realm of collective consciousness, but still. So who are you really? Okay, you are living in the society, you connect to other people. Who are living in collective consciousness? Who have very little access to, or none, to their individuality? But you are different. You are a new human being. The fact that you have become new, different, does not necessarily mean that you become disconnected from humanity, from this world. But you have overgrown it. So you connect to it from a higher place, from the transcendent place. You have become the soul. So the interesting question is, how does the soul relate to human personalities? It is kind of like an adult relating to children. There's no judgment, there's still love and compassion, but there's also the knowledge that you are adult, that you are no longer a child. I spoke about the fact that collective mind is based on communication and that transference of information, sharing information, acquiring information from others, and then imparting information to others. It's an interchange of information, exchange of information. But when you are in pure subjectivity, it is, you are in that pure knowledge of self, which is certainly not collective. And it's not based on the mind. So how does it feel to be in pure subjectivity? And who are you really? Who have you become? You should reflect upon it. You sort of know who you have become. You have the basic concepts. But at the same time, you know who you have become. That knowing is superficial. Because in a way it is too much. What you have become is too much for your intelligence to contain. Because if you fully experience it, it is overwhelming. It is so intense. It is astonishing. It is a continuous surprise, amazement. So that is another aspect behind the idea of meeting yourself. Not just recognizing your pure subjectivity, but somehow meeting, getting in touch with that miracle. that you have become, that entirely new self. So activating that sense of amazement, that sense of newness, as if for the first time experiencing yourself as the soul, as your true self, is actually quite important. Refreshing your experience of yourself, not getting used to it. You cannot get used to being yourself because it's always new. It is a constant reemergence of that light of self from the womb of the now. Into the present. And that is the deeper meaning of experiencing your individuality fully. So what does it mean to be an individual? What does it mean to be a soul? It's not about creating concept. It's about experiencing it fully. And always. As if for the first time. And it's not just as if, it is, you're always experiencing it for the first time. Because the knowledge of pure subjectivity is not, its experience is not based on the continuity of memory. It is the continuity of the timeless.